Well, not concern me. I mean, except for the fact that I want to make sure that we serve all four counties. Jill Cowley is my assistant, and she is from Henderson County. She's been with me for 3 years. So Jill has a lot of knowledge as far as Henderson and Warren. And I've been to Mercer County, not to the schools, but to the community. And so I think we will do fine.
What would you say are some of your big accomplishments in those 12 years?
Well, the biggest, I think, is the fact that we have graduated, and it's not by myself because Mr. Ward is the head of the director of the evening program, over 200 students. And these are students from the five districts, and they have gone on to college. Some of them have gone on to the military and various things, but they have gotten their diploma. They've earned their diploma.
From the academy?
From the Knox County Academy, yes.
That's probably the biggest thing I think some people maybe don't yes. realize that yeah. Your office does.
Yes, yes. And it's very exciting because these kids, for a variety of reasons, had to drop out of school. And then they go back and earn their diplomas. And we have a ceremony at the end of the year celebrating them. And I've been fortunate enough to award a few scholarships in my parents' name. So we've been very fortunate.
How do you see being able to continue that or expand upon that or what have you if you're elected to the new office here, if you will?
Well, I would imagine that because it takes the county boards also to okay that the offices would remain where they are. But there's the PASS program in Monmouth, and I'm sure that they do similar things and have graduated people. But I would imagine it would remain the same for a while.
Talk about some of the other things that might be on your to-do list, Bonnie, if you're elected to the new office here.
Many of the things that we both offices do are mandated, but some things that we don't, that aren't mandated, one of them is we have a geography bowl, which I think is really exciting, especially for fifth graders and the fourth graders as well. But we have that in the fall, I mean, in the spring. And then we also have outdoor education, which is in the fall, which you just had that for fifth graders. And the kids really enjoy that. Now, realizing that Mercer, Henderson, Mercer, and Warren may not be interested in that type of programming, but we would ask them, you know, kind of what things would you like to do? Maybe they would like to do that. But talk to all the people, students, administrators, and so forth. And it'd take a little bit of planning, but I'm sure we could get it done.
In talking to your opponent, they talked about things like their GED program and some mm-hmm. continuing education types of things mm-hmm. and being very successful in getting grant money and, mm-hmm. and things like that for various programs. Are those the sorts of things you've been able to do here?
We were the first site for the GED that we have at the Knox County Academy. So not only do we have GED, but we have TAP tests taken there. There's a variety of tests that are taken at our facility at the Knox County Academy. As far as grant writing, everybody in my office writes grants except for my bookkeeper and my secretary. We've all written for State Farm. We've received grants from State Farm and Burlington Northern. And so we are constantly looking for grants. And if anybody knows of any, we certainly would love to write for them.
What separates you then otherwise from your opponent, Jody Scott?
Well, I don't think there's any separation. I think we're probably more alike than not. I really, I don't like the idea of people pushing in. We all have our weaknesses. We all have our challenges. We all have some very good plus things. One thing that I like to always do is to be in my office as much as possible and to also be a good listener. I can't solve all the problems that people bring to me, but I can at least listen and try to help them come up with some solutions.
Back to the issue of these two offices consolidating. Good idea in your mind or a bad idea? I mean, just given that it's basically a state budget related move, yeah. Is this something that should be happening?
I really don't think so, because I think at one time there were like 104 because of there was one for each county, and then they've consolidate. For money-wise, they probably think they're going to save some money, but I really don't think so. But that's just my personal opinion.
Another issue we've also brought up, you were in the news here a little bit here recently, just by virtue of your support of the full school calendar mm-hmm. in District 205. Talk a little mm-hmm. bit about that and what led you to decide that that was the way to go with such what turned out to be a pretty contentious part of the end result of this teacher strike here.
Right. That wasn't really my decision. It's a state mandate that they're supposed to have 174 days of students attendance, and their calendar did not come up to that. So that would be, I would reject anyone's calendar if it did not have 174 days on it, whether any of the five that I had control over. And so that was the issue for me.
We've heard the word mandate used there. Mm-hmm. We heard that it was a state recommendation of mm-hmm. sorts, basically all still tied to grant money one way right. or another, or state mm-hmm. aid. Which is it?
Well, it is state. It's mandated. But if you, and I can say this for myself, a couple of years ago, I didn't do my calendar quite right. I was one day off. And so I was told by the state, either you can have the kids in school for one more day, or you can take a $6,000 or $7,000 cut. Well, we had the kids in school one more day. Mm-hmm. So this is what they had made that agreement, and 205, with the state to not get the state aid for those days. And so I still didn't think that was a good thing. I was concerned, too, about students being assessed. They've had six more days. In some cases, it feels like 12 days more than someone else, and you're being assessed on the same thing. And that concerned me as well.
Very quickly, before we wrap up, let me give you one more chance to explain to folks listening why they should vote for you on Tuesday.
Well, I'm not going to say to vote against anyone else. I'm saying I would like to vote. If you like what I've been doing all these 12 years, I would certainly appreciate your vote. And I also would like for people to realize that you don't have to have a lot of money to run, that it's, you know, a privilege to serve is what's important. And what you end up doing, like I'm going to have to do, is go out and buy a new pair of shoes, because I've done my shoes in, so I need to get a new pair. So I would appreciate the vote from everyone this year.